こんばんは。Good evening, everyone. I've been working on a story translating a folk tale from Nara Prefecture, and I've got it translated, but I need to do my second read through and make the words better. I've been also studying about the Oiran for the next Uncanny Japan episode, which is supposed to come out today, and I'm guessing it's going to come out tomorrow, and that has taken a lot more time than I thought it would. So the Nara folktale will be next month, and this month's story, is called The Vampire Cat, and it's from a book called The Tales of Old Japan by Algernon Bertram Freeman Mitford. The Vampire Cat. There is a tradition in the Nabeshima family many, many years ago. The prince of Hizen was bewitched and cursed by a cat that had been kept by one of his retainers. This prince had in his house a lady of rare beauty called Otoyo. Amongst all his ladies, she was his favorite, and there was none who could rival her charms and accomplishments. One day the prince went out into the garden with Otoyo and remained enjoying the fragrance of the flowers until sunset, when they returned to the palace, never noticing that they were being followed by a large cat. Having parted with her lord, Otoyo retired to her own room and went to bed. At midnight, she awoke with a start and became aware of a huge cat that crouched watching her. And when she cried out, the beast sprang on her and, fixing its cruel teeth in her delicate throat, throttled her to death. What a piteous end for such a fair dame, the darling of her prince's heart, to die suddenly, bitten to death by a cat. Then the cat, having scratched out a grave under the veranda, buried the corpse of Otoyo, and assuming her form, began to bewitch the prince. But my lord the prince knew nothing of all of this, and little thought that the beautiful creature who caressed and fondled him was an impish and foul beast that had slain his mistress and assumed her shape in order to drain out his life's blood. Day by day, as time went on, the prince's strength dwindled away. The color of his face was changed and became pale and livid, and he was as a man suffering from a deadly sickness. Seeing this, his counselors and his wife became greatly alarmed, so they summoned the physicians, who prescribed various remedies for him. But the more medicine he took, the more serious did his illness appear, and no treatment was of any avail. But most of all did he suffer in the nighttime, when his sleep would be troubled and disturbed by hideous dreams. In consequence of this, his counselors nightly appointed 100 of his retainers to sit up and watch over him with a sudden and unaccountable drowsiness. But, strange to say, towards 10 o'clock, on the very night that the watch was set, the guards were seized with a sudden and unaccountable drowsiness, which they could not resist, until, one by one, every man had fallen asleep. Then the false Otoyo came in and harassed the prince until morning. The following night, the same thing occurred, and the prince was subjected to the imp's tyranny, while his guards slept helplessly around him. Night after night, this was repeated, until at last, 3 of the prince's counselors determined themselves to sit up on guard and see whether they could overcome this mysterious drowsiness. But they fared no better than the others, and by 10 o'clock were fast asleep. The next day, the 3 counselors held a solemn conclave, and their chief, one Isahaya Buzen, said, This is a marvelous thing, that a guard of 100 men should thus be overcome by sleep. Of a surety, the spell that is upon my lord and upon his guards must be the work of witchcraft. Now, as all our efforts are of no avail, let us seek out Luiten, the chief priest of the temple called Mio-in, and beseech him to put up prayers for the recovery of my lord. And the other counselors, approving what Isahaya Buzin had said, they went to the priest Luiten and engaged him to recite litanies that the prince might be restored to health. So it came to pass that Luiten, the chief priest of Mio-in, offered up prayers nightly for the prince. One night, at the 9th hour of midnight, when he had finished his religious exercises and was preparing to lie down to sleep, he fancied that he heard a noise outside in the garden, as if someone were washing himself at the well. Deeming this passing strange, he looked down from the window, and there in the moonlight he saw a handsome young soldier, some 24 years of age, washing himself, who, when he had finished cleaning himself and had put on his clothes, stood before the figure of Buddha and prayed fervently for the recovery of my lord the prince. Luiten looked on with admiration, and the young man, when he had made an end of his prayer, was going away. But the priest stopped him, calling out to him, "Sir, I pray you to tarry a little. I have something to say to you. At your reverence's service, what may you please to want? Pray be so good as to step up here and have a little talk. By your reverence's leave." And with this, he went upstairs. Then Luiten said, "Sir, I cannot conceal my admiration that you, being so young a man, should have so loyal a spirit. I am Luiten, the chief priest of this temple, who am engaged in praying for the recovery of my lord. Pray, what is your name?" "My name is Ito Solda, and I am serving in the infantry of Nabeshima. Since my lord has been sick, my one desire has been to assist in nursing him. But being only a simple soldier, I am not of sufficient rank to come into his presence. So I have no resource but to pray to the gods of the country and to Buddha that my lord may regain his health." When Luiten heard this, he shed tears in admiration of the fidelity of Ito Solda and said, "Your purpose is indeed a good one. And what a strange sickness this is that my lord is afflicted with. Every night he suffers from horrible dreams, and the retainers who sit up with him are all seized with a mysterious sleep, so that not one can keep awake. It is very wonderful." "Yes," replied Solda, after a moment's reflection, "this certainly must be witchcraft. If I could but obtain leave to sit up one night with the prince, I would feign to see whether I could not resist his drowsiness and detect the goblin." At last the priest said, "I am in relations of friendship with Isahaya Buzin, the chief counselor of the prince. I will speak to him of you and your loyalty, and will intercede with him that you may attain your wish." "Indeed, sir, I am most thankful. I am not prompted by any vain thought of self-advancement. Should I succeed, all I wish is for the recovery of my lord. I commend myself to your kind favor." "Well then, tomorrow night I will take you with me to the counselor's house."
"Thank you, sir, and farewell."
And so they parted. On the following evening, Ito Solda returned to the temple Mio-in, and having found Luiten, accompanied him to the house of Isahaya Buzin. Then the priest, leaving Solda outside, went to converse with the counselor, and inquire after the prince's health.
And pray, sir, how is my lord? Is he in any better condition since I have been offering up prayers for him?
Indeed, no. His illness is very severe. We are certain that he must be the victim of some foul sorcery. But as there are no means of keeping a guard awake after 10 o'clock, we cannot catch a sight of the goblin. So we are in the greatest trouble.
I feel deeply for you. It must be most distressing. However, I have something to tell you. I think that I have found a man who will detect the goblin, and I have brought him with me.
Indeed, who is this man?
Well, he is one of my lord's foot soldiers named Ito Solda, a faithful fellow, and I trust that you will grant his request to be permitted to sit up with my lord.
Certainly, it is wonderful to find so much loyalty and zeal in a common soldier, replied Isahara Buzen. After a moment's reflection, still it is impossible to allow a man of such low rank to perform the office of watching over my lord.
It is true that he is a common soldier, urged the priest, but why not raise his rank in consideration of his fidelity, and then let him mount guard?
It would be enough time to promote him after my lord's recovery, but come, let me see this Ito Solda, that I may know what manner of man he is. If he pleases me, I will consult with the other counselors, and perhaps we may grant his request.
I will bring him forthwith, replied Ruiten, who thereupon went out to fetch the young man. When he returned, the priest presented Ito Solda to the counselor, who looked at him attentively, and, being pleased with his comely and gentle appearance, said,
"So, I hear you are anxious to be permitted to mount guard in my lord's room at night? Well, I must consult with the other counselors, and we will see what can be done for you."
When the soldier heard this, he was greatly elated, and took his leave, after warmly thanking Buiten, who had helped him to gain his object. The next day the counselors held a meeting and sent for Ito Solda and told him that he might keep watch with the other retainers that very night. So he went his way in high spirits, and at nightfall, having made all his preparations, took his place among the 100 gentlemen who were on duty in the prince's bedroom. Now, the prince slept in the center of the room, and the 100 guards around him sat keeping themselves awake with entertaining conversation and pleasant conceits. But as 10 o'clock approached, they began to doze off as they sat, and in spite of all their endeavors to keep one another awake, by degrees, they all fell asleep. Ito Solda, all this while, felt an irresistible desire to sleep, creeping over him, and though he tried by all sorts of ways to rouse himself, he saw that there was no help for it but by resorting to the extreme measure for which he had already made preparations. Drawing out a piece of oil paper which he had brought with him and spreading it over the mats, he sat down upon it. Then he took out a small knife which he carried in the sheath of his jerk and struck it into his own thigh. For a while the pain of the wound kept him awake, but as the slumber by which he was assailed was the work of sorcery, little by little he became drowsy again. Then he twisted the knife round and round in his thigh, so that the pain becoming very violent, he was proof against this feeling of sleepiness, and kept a faithful watch. Now, the oil paper which had been spread out under his legs was in order to prevent the blood which might spurt from his wound and defiling the mats. So Ito Solda remained awake, but the rest of the guard slept. And as he watched, suddenly the sliding doors of the prince's room were drawn open, and he saw a figure coming in stealthily. And as it drew nearer,
The form was that of a marvelously beautiful woman, some 23 years of age. Cautiously, she looked around her, and when she saw that all the guards were asleep, she smiled an ominous smile and was going up to the prince's bedside when she perceived that in one corner of the room there was a man yet awake. This seemed to startle her, but she went up to Solda and said, "I am not used to seeing you here. Who are you?"
"My name is Ito Solda, and this is the first night that I have been on guard."
"A troublesome office, truly. Why, here are the rest of the guard asleep. How is it that you alone are awake? You are a trusty watchman."
"There is nothing to boast about. I am asleep myself, fast and sound."
"What is that wound on your knee? It is all red with blood."
"Oh, I felt sleepy, so I stuck a knife into my thigh, and the pain of it has kept me awake."
"What a wondrous loyalty," said the lady.
"Is it not the duty of a retainer to lay down his life for his master? Is such a scratch as this worth thinking about?"
Then the lady went up to the sleeping prince and said, "How fares it with my lord tonight?"
But the prince, worn out with sickness, made no reply. But Solda was watching her eagerly and guessed that it was Otoyo, and made up his mind that if she attempted to harass the prince, he would kill her on the spot. The goblin, however, which in the form of Otoyo had been tormenting the prince every night, and had come again that night for no other purpose, was defeated by the watchfulness of Ito Solda. For whenever she drew near to the sick man, thinking to put her spells upon him, she would turn and look behind her, and there she saw Ito Solda glaring at her. So she had no help for it but to go away again and leave the prince undisturbed. At last the day broke, and the other officers, when they awoke and opened their eyes, saw that Ito Solda had kept awake by stabbing himself in the thigh, and they were greatly ashamed, and they went home crestfallen. That morning, Ito Solda went to the house of Isahaya Buzen and told him all that had occurred the previous night. The counselors were all loud in their praises of Ito Solda's behavior and ordered him to keep watch again that night. At the same hour, the false Otoyo came and looked all around the room, and all the guards were asleep, excepting Ito Solda, who was wide awake. And so, being again frustrated, she returned to her own apartments. Now, as since Solda had been on guard, the prince had passed quiet nights. His sickness began to get better, and there was great joy in the palace, and Solda was promoted and rewarded with an estate. In the meanwhile, Otoyo, seeing that her nightly visits bore no fruits, kept away. And from that time forth, the night guard were no longer subjected to fits of drowsiness. This coincidence struck Solda as very strange. So he went to Isahaya Buzen and told him that, of a certainty, this Otoyo was no other than the goblin. Isahaya Buzen reflected for a while and said,
"Well then, how shall we kill the foul thing?"
"I will go to the creature's room as if nothing were the matter and try to kill her. But in case she should try to escape, I will beg you to order 8 men to stop outside and lie in wait for her." Having agreed upon this plan, Solda went at nightfall to Otoya's apartment, pretending to have been sent with a message from the prince. When she saw him arrive, she said, "What message have you brought me from my lord?"
"Oh, nothing in particular. Be so as to look at this letter." And as he spoke, he drew near to her. and suddenly, drawing his dirk, cut at her. But the goblin, springing back, seized a halberd, and glaring fiercely at Soda, said, "How dare you behave like this to one of your lord's ladies? I will have you dismissed." And she tried to strike Soda with the halberd, but Soda fought desperately with his dirk, and the goblin, seeing that she was no match for him, threw away the halberd, and from a beautiful woman became suddenly transformed into a cat, which, springing up the sides of the room, jumped on the roof. Isahaya Buzen and his 8 men who were watching outside shot at the cat, but missed it, and the beast made good its escape. So the cat fled to the mountains and did much mischief among the surrounding people, until at last the Prince of Hizen ordered a great hunt, and the beast was killed. But the prince recovered from his sickness, and Ito Solda was richly rewarded. The end. Thank you for listening. Good night and sweet dreams, and oyasumi nasai. I'll talk to you again very soon.